Zegt maar per bab misna beva. Chayke sadem in aibik uchabem. Maaser benaisen lo. Somebody who is working on a field that belongs to a guy bechakiris. We said in the previous mission. A chayker is somebody who is working on the field, and in exchange, he gives the owner of the field a fixed amount of the crop. He doesn't give him a percentage of the crop like a sharecropper. Instead, he gives him a set amount of produce. No matter how much the field produces, he has to give that amount to the owner of the field. And we said in the previous mission that if the owner of the field is a Jewish person, you wouldn't have to take off maizes before giving the owner the fixed amount that you owe him. But in this mission, we learn that if the owner of the field is a guy, you do have to take off maizes before giving the guy the fixed amount that you owe him. And the Mefarshim explained the reason the Chachamim penalized the Yisrael who was working on the field b'chakiris and forced him to take off maizes before giving the guy the amount that you owe him, because the Chachamim do not want that Yisrael will work on a guyish field. So they penalize you, and that way you won't work on a field that belongs to a guy, and eventually when the guy can't find workers for his field, he'll be forced to sell it to Yisrael. And the Chachamim do not want that Goyim will own land in Eretz Yisrael, so the Chachamim did all they could to force the Goy to sell the land to Yisrael. But a sharecropper that's working on a Goyish field in Eretz Yisrael would not have to take off Maizut before giving the produce to the Goy. The reason is that most Goyim prefer that the people working their field would work the Chakiris, not as sharecroppers. So Chachamim did not penalize the sharecropper, they only penalize the people who work on the field Bechakiris. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a half on the Kabbalah, so the voice of Menoibik Uchavim, Ma'aser Benoitim. Rabbi Yehuda said, so too, a sharecropper whose father originally owned his field, and the guy stole it from his father, and now he is working on the field as a sharecropper, he has to take off maizes before giving the percentage of the crop that he owes the guy. Even though, as we said, normally a sharecropper who's working on the field of a guy would not have to take off maizes before giving the produce to the guy. But this case is different. As in this case, the sharecropper's father originally owned the field. So therefore, the sharecropper wants to work on this field that belongs to his father, and nothing will stop him from working on this field as a sharecropper. So therefore, we prefer to force him to give the maizes to the guy. And that way, eventually, when it becomes too difficult for him to continue giving the percentage of the crops to the guy that he owns him, and to take off maizes from them, eventually he'll end up buying the field from the guy, and that way the guy will not own a field in Eretz Yisrael. Sechet my parabav mishne gemol koyim v'levi shekiblu sadim Yisrael shen shecholkem b'chulin kacholkem b'trum. A koyin or a levi that is working as a sharecropper on a field that belongs to Yisrael, just like they divide up the crops that are chula, the crops that are not trumas and maizes, that the sharecropper has to give a certain percentage of the crops to the owner, so too they divide up the truma. Meaning to say, even though the sharecropper is a kohen or a levi, that doesn't give him the right to take the trumas and maizes from all the crops that grew in the field. He has no right to the trumas and maizes from the crops that he has to give to the baal bayis, and the baal bayis can give the trumas and maizes from his percentage of the crops to any kohen or levi that he so chooses. The kohen or levi that works in the field is not allowed to take the trumas and maizes from the percentage that belongs to the baal bayis. Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer Apa Maizer Shalahen Shalmanach came bo. Rabbi Eliezer said that the kohen or levi does have the right to take the maizes even from the percentage that belongs to the baal bayis, because in that condition they worked on the field. They worked on the field of the sharecropper on condition that they would have the right to the trumas and maizes, even from the percentage that belongs to the baal bayis.